Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, hunty, we're going to be discussing a couple of the upcoming astrological planetary alignments, what you'd expect in theming energies, and some crystal and ritual recommendations. So today we're going to be discussing May 15th with Mercury entering Taurus, coming through as a major favorable transit. On that same day, a first quarter moon in Leo, and May 20th, the sun entering Gemini, marking the start of Gemini season. And we're also going to be discussing May 23rd, major favorable transit, Venus entering Gemini alongside the full moon in Sag. So let's jump on into it. Well, welcome back to today's episode, my lovely human beings, sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons, because it is truly a part of our ascension. Now, we're going to start off today's podcast with May 15th with a moon event, Mercury entering the zodiac sign of Taurus. This will be taking place at 1:05 Eastern Standard Time. Now, Mercury and Taurus together bring in themes of studious intellectual knack, and Mercury will be bringing in the energy of multitasking, all while making big impacts on, like, connection and communication. You know, Taurus is a fixed earth sign, and this is, like, really hitting areas of pleasure, love, connection, and communication. Now, the planet Mercury does bring in themes like with technology, communication, and travel, and a little bit of a slower energy, but Taurus is ruled by the planet Venus, the planet of love, connection, relationship, values, and good fortune. Now, since Taurus is here with the bull energy, you know, we most likely will butt heads with, you know, with others in communication. It's mostly pushing past, like, bullshit and really setting your eyes on the prize and the goals that you're trying to achieve with moving at a fast forward pace. Now, make sure during this time you stay open, you know, to embrace change, embrace your creative side, and not too much on the practical side, because it's like the energy is almost like testing these areas with the opposite. You know what I'm saying? So focus on clear communication with ritual wise, making thoughtful and thought through decision making, doing a little bit of self-care and self-love. It looks different for everyone, so practice how that looks for you. And all about improving our foundation with stability. Now, some crystals I'm going to recommend are going to be smoky quartz for releasing what no longer serves us while also promoting growth. The last crystal I'm going to recommend is fluorite for harmonizing and increasing the intuition. Now, let's move on, shall we? But before we do, I almost forgot, the first quarter moon in Leo is also taking place on May 15th. So, again, this is all about finishing up what you started, trimming up the loose ends, and during this time of the first quarter moon, it's all about growth and development, planting new seeds of opportunity, and placing focus on the current moment and really embracing that. So for the next upcoming week or so, you should be able to really start opening up and making some creative adjustments and enjoying the simplicities of life. Now we're going to jump on into May 20th, the sun entering Gemini. All right, so on May 20th, we have the sun entering Gemini to June 21st. It's going to be the mark of the start of Gemini season. So happy birthday to all the Geminis out there. Now, as the sun moves into the sign of Gemini, we do start to collect information, details, becoming very opening to listening, learning, and gathering information as Gemini is one of the twin signs who's really known to have an eye for catching the small details and really putting that under their belt of knowledge. Now, this energy will also have you stepping out of the comfort zone while taking the time to explore the unknown and really learning from it. Gemini is a mutable sign, and so, you know, there could be a little bit of the energy of indecision, you know, that can come up. But, you know, its ruling planet is Mercury, nicknamed the messenger planet. So check your chart and see what placements of your sun sign falls into Gemini, because the energy is coming in, hitting both placements of Gemini and mutable signs. So during this time, you know, do some rituals of exploring. Looking at your shadow, giving it a hug, doing a little bit of shadow work, looking at some things that may need healing, trying new things, embracing new adventures, and really looking and also embracing, you know, the duality. So connect with friends and loved ones during this time. It's a beautiful time to explore, learn, really grasp knowledge, focusing on your goals at hand and all that good jazzy stuff. Now, some crystals I'm going to recommend for this transit is going to be Gate Moss for fresh new beginnings and self-expression. And the last crystal I'm going to recommend is Red Jasper for courage and stabilizing the energy. Now, moving on to May 23rd, we're going to have Venus entering Gemini. You know, now Venus will move through the zodiac sign of Gemini, which is all about our desires, love, connection, stability. So with Gemini, it's really opening up all different possibilities of expressions of love, deep dialogue, and Venus is really coming in ruling the sixth house and this, ruling the sixth house and the seventh. I keep saying seventh, the second house, okay? Tongue-tied all over the place. So there will be different tones of energy that's coming out, but very favorable. Now, as far as the Sagittarius full moon, this will be beginning at 9:53 a.m. And during this full moon, you can, you know, kind of be pulled down by too many ideas, too much intake of information. It can be a little bit overwhelming. But in the same sense, it's really good for like long-term plans, goals, values, and really like, it's almost like when it's coming in for this great energy to pursue all these different things, it's more or less the small details of worry kind of get very overwhelming. It's like, you know the plan, but the small details are what like kind of becomes the overwhelmed part. So make sure you're not focusing too much on the small details, but the bigger picture at hand. Now, this full moon is all about embracing the intuition, cutting. Now, ritual-wise, embrace your intuition. Cut out anything that may be stagnant. Clear out anything that could be stagnant, whether it's connections, patterns, cycles, habits. And really set yourself up for expansion through learning during this time. Because you're really going to be like taking a lot of different things under your belt energetic wise. So some rituals I can recommend are always doing your cleaning and clearing during the full moon, whether you're doing a smoke cleanse to yourself or your sanctuary at hand. You know, this could even be organization or doing a burn ritual and writing down what you no longer want to be attached to, connected to, release it back into the ethers with a, you know, a fire safe bowl, of course. So you have those physical feelings in your hand on a piece of paper, and now you can burn it and release it back into the ethers of the universe and welcome in that fresh new energy. Now, you can also charge your crystals, your cards during this time as ritual wise, make your moon water and really put your intentions into it, you know, and charge it up out under the full moon. Now, some other things that you may want to do is really clean your altars, clean your, you know, your sanctuary to really welcome in that new energy. Now, you know, again, take your time with going through emotions because it can get a little, you know, a little lot, Okay? So make sure you're taking time to stay in the present moment. Now, before we go, I'm going to recommend crystals, aventurine for encouragement, and crystal quartz for clarity and optimism. Now, on that note, I'm sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons. Remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see your ass next time, which will be on a Tuesday, Tarot Tuesday. See you there.